You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The A-League Grand Final will take place on Saturday night, and it won't feature Sydney FC. Such a possibility seems unthinkable given the way the last two seasons of the competition have transpired. But Sydney, last season's champions, and so dominant for most of this season, have been knocked out by long-time rivals Melbourne Victory with one of the most incredible finishes to a game one could ever imagine. Trailing 2-1 very late in proceedings, Sydney were rescued by an own goal by one of their former players, Terry Antonis, who now plays for Melbourne. But far from psychologically flattened by such an unfortunate turn of events, Antonis, amazingly, bounced back to score the winning goal in extra time, securing his team an amazing upset win, 3-2. Their reward for the historic triumph, a trip to Newcastle to play the Newcastle Jets in the game that will determine this season's champion. The Jets' 2-1 triumph in their match against Melbourne City wasn't anywhere near as surprising as Victory's, but this game had its share of the spectacular too. The scorpion kick from Riley McGree that produced the Jets' opening goal of the match, seeing airplay around the world. The ultimate result is the first ever A-League Grand Final played outside a major metropolitan city. It's a big home ground advantage for the Jets, but if Victory are intimidated, they're not showing it. Victory forward, Costa Barbarousis.
Something different, but you know, I think we're going to have a lot of fans here as well. You know, boys are trying to book flights and hotels for their families and finding it tough, so we're going to have a lot of our supporters there too, and you know, we've all played there many times, so it's not going to be much of a disadvantage, I don't think. So we've played them 3 times this year, so we're just going to go out there and, like I said, do our stuff. That's stuff that we can't control.
In the AFL, West Coast and defending champions Richmond have confirmed themselves as the competition's early pace setters, as they both won again this past weekend. In the chasing pack, not too far behind them, is the team Richmond beat in last season's grand final, the Adelaide Crows. They've comfortably beaten the Gold Coast Suns and are already looking ahead to later in the season. Captain Taylor Walker has encountered injury trouble, and coach Don Pike is wary of bringing him back to action too early. And Pike is saying similar things about vice-captain Rory Sloan.
It's one of those ones which I think now that we've taken the opportunity to get him, you know, and to rest him and let him recover, I think it'd be foolish to rush him back. I think it's important he comes back when he's ready and completely over that injury, and not sort of rush him back and then find that we're still managing that issue, you know, in 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. It's something which I think it's the right thing to do by him and to do by the team, is to get him 100% right so he can play the level we know he's capable of for the remainder of the year.
Hapless Carlton and the Brisbane Lions both lost again, meaning they are both at the foot of the competition standings with 6 losses from 6 matches to start the season. And in rugby league, one team we've grown used to seeing at the top of the standings is the North Queensland Cowboys. But to start the 2018 season, that's not the case. Their defeat this past weekend to the Canberra Raiders, at home in Townsville too, means they've won just 2 of 8 matches to start the year and are in 15th place on the ladder. That's not good when the competition comprises only 16 teams. Many have put the blame on star halfback Jonathan Thurston, saying the veteran has played on 1 year too long. But coach Paul Green says the blame goes further than Thurston and fellow playmaker Michael Morgan.
I think if you look across the park, we just haven't really found our rhythm as a team for long enough periods yet. It's not fair just to put it all on JT and Morgan. I think across the board, you know, a lot of our combinations just aren't quite clicking.
And it won't be easy to get them clicking. North Queensland's next match is an away encounter against second-placed Penrith. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.